If you have a period of stay in Hong Kong that was afforded to you by the immigration arrangements for non-local graduates, and you're seeking to have that limit of stay extended on the strength that you have started your own business here, then in order to achieve that, you need to pass the approvability test for a business investment visa, which is you need to show that you are in a position to make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong. That, of course, requires you to have things in your business plan that includes the potential for the creation of local employment opportunities, and also that you're going to have suitable business premises, and that the nature of your business can be said to benefit Hong Kong in some discernible and tangible way. And therefore, the nature of your business itself is as important as also having the ability to create local jobs and be homing the business in the correct fashion. But to turn to your question about what the sort of minimum or magic number is from a cash perspective, well, the truth is that there isn't a particular minimum and there isn't a particular magic number. It depends on the business that you're intending to establish, or indeed you have established, and whether those funds are sufficient to give effect to that business plan. From your question, it appears that you know someone who was successful in this endeavour with $1 million Hong Kong, and I would say that's not surprising. I think $1 million Hong Kong is quite a good amount of capital to have to give effect to, you know, any kind of reasonable business plan. But as for what would work in your situation, again, I'm reluctant to put any particular number on it because it really does depend on all of the circumstances. But it is fair to say that based on my experience, if you have less than, say, $250,000 or maybe $300,000 Hong Kong, you may struggle persuading the immigration department that your business is properly financed in order for your plan to really give effect to the potential for you to make that substantial contribution. Okay, I hope this helps. By way of postscript, I realise that I didn't address the question that you had in relation to the timing. But if you are planning to start your business in November and then expect the Immigration Department to grant you an extension based on that business in December, I think you'll be very hard-pressed to allow the Immigration Department to approve you in those circumstances, because getting a business investment visa approved is one of the hardest challenges in Hong Kong immigration. Now, as a non-local graduate, you are afforded a certain kind of positive approach to such applications, but the challenge of showing that you can make a substantial contribution to the economy of Hong Kong when you're expecting the Immigration Department to consider that over the course of just a few short weeks immediately prior to the expiry of your current limit of stay is probably a little bit too much of an ask. So my strong advice is that if you're going to do this, don't wait until then, start now.